Yes, before Shlaima.
Yaakov.
Ben Sar.
Rachel.
Rachel. Okay. Yesterday, we were discussing where do you need to check your chametz. People think that as long as I check my house, it's good enough. So let's see if that's true. Yesh mekaymais, there are places that you need to check, which people aren't aware of. And that is, for example, a car. If someone has a car, he needs to check chametz in his car. So tzarech levadka belel yadalit, l'ar haner. With a candle. Now customarily, a candle. Lamas, it's very hard. Here, take an example here. It's snowing now. Could you imagine you have to do bedikas chametz and it's snowing? So, theoretically, you take maybe not a candle, but you could use a flashlight. But this is a chiyuv bedika. Why? Because this is part of your domain. Someone's going to say, the cleanest thing from the whole house is my car. You know why? I take it to the they call that, the car wash, and they vacuum it and they clean it. What are the chances? Nothing. Still. Now, what happens if I have many cars? Tavoy lachem bracha. You should have many cars. And I have a special car that I'm going to use on Pesach. I'm not going to use this car. So what happens then? What happens if I have a car, I checked it, and I don't plan on using this car on Pesach anyway?
Okay, so you sell it.
You sell your car.
Not the car, the chometz of the car.
Okay. Says Chacham Avadia, you still need to check.
All the car?
Unless you sell it. He doesn't give that option, but theoretically, all the cars, how many do you have already?
I have seven cars.
You have seven cars?
Yeah, all the antique stuff, all kinds of stuff.
You really have seven cars?
No, I don't. I'm just saying.
Then you have more problems than Medikas Chametz. I see you have major fantasy problems. The Chai B'Olam HaDimyon. Well, I tzarich libdok et ha-moach shelcha. Medikat Chametz. Fafilu emein ha-reitzel ishtamesh b'mechonit b'chol yimei ha-Pesach. And even if you don't plan on using the car, still.
Sorry, I believe that.
Okay. How about Bali Autobus? You hear? Yehuda. Bali Autobus. Tziburim umatosim shal chaburot ufot Yisraeliot.
Elal.
What are you, start checking all their airplanes?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Moshe is not for you. This is irrelevant to you. Moshe, it seems like the halachas are not for you. It's only for the regular Jewish people. For you, it's not a game.
What do
you do with my plane? You have to check. There you go. Your father's going to say now that he has seven planes too. Okay.
What about boat?
He's very good. His yacht. Okay. Umikam makayim. So what's the halacha? Umikam makayim kishba livdai b'mechonit. Lamasa, you don't make a bracha, but you have to check. If you own, let's say, taxis.
Yeah.
You, Moshe, if you own taxis, you need to change it. It's your responsibility. Only thing is, you don't make a bracha. The bracha that you made in your house during the bedika. And on this bracha, you check the mechonit. This is the chiddush. What happens if here, and then I have to travel to my car or my bus or whatever it is, it's not right away here. Still, what do? You don't make a bracha, even though there's a hefsek and a merchak rav. Okay. We're going to learn now, b'tzarich habitul b'safam uvenetlo. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Achra b'dika. Yivatel et ha-chametz v'yafkirena. After the cleaning of the chametz, you make bitul. What do you say? Well, let's translate it. You know why?
So before we get to bitul, I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask, let's say somebody owns a building, a 50-story building, and it's under construction. whatever it is.
So let's talk about under construction. All right, let's talk. It was never built yet. Nobody will ever live there.
No, it used to be people live there. But right. They're re-renovating the entire building. So the whole thing is, you know.
So if you want to get out of it, what you do is you sell the building for Pesach. You sell it with the chametz.
What if you need to? You want to do? You know, the guy. You have a contractor. You do renovations there during Pesach. Sell it. Because you really do work there.
So this is a complicated issue, because the truth, when you start making B'digas Chametz in an entire building, it's almost impossible, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but even the Chametz, it's not yours.
No, it
so what?
Yours.
It, so it becomes yours, because you're kind of, it's in your Rishus.
The work is not eating there.
The work is a whole different story.
No, let's say I'm talking about a building, a 50-story building. There used to be tenants there, and now you bought it. Now you're breaking everything.
Why Chametz is ours? We learned that even on Pesach, the maid will come with it with a pizza. That's
perfect. Okay, so let me explain to you the difference. When a maid comes with the pizza, that's hers. She didn't want to give it to you. When those people left it, the Chametz, the building's on the construction.
You're
it's finished. So they will mafkir it. Then you're kind it because it's your building.
But who Chametz belongs to, even they're not there? It's Goyish.
Again, when the chametz is left there, they're mafkir it. They let it go for hefker. And since it's his building, he's kainit automatically. Unless he bedavka thinks, I don't want to be kainit. But it's still not so simple, because you're not really supposed to have chametz of a guy that there's no owner.
Yeah. Like a cleaning lady left a bagel in your house.
Yes, you're supposed to get rid of it. Okay, so I'll tell you what the right thing to do is. I see, Baruch Hashem, that you have a building, obviously. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking me such a question. Okay? So let me tell you what I think you should do. The rabbi who sells your chametz should sell your chametz and make a provision that in the mechira, you're giving permission for the workers to come and work in the place. That guy who's buying it is giving permission for work to happen in the building. You understand?
Yeah.
And it's bad. I mean, they're not Jewish workers, right? They're all types. Anybody.
No, I'm saying I don't have this building. I'm just theoretically.
Oh, theoretically. Yes. You and your father both have the same fantasies. Huh?
At least mine's not cars.
One second.
Yeah. Okay, so I explained this to you yesterday. Even if you get rid of the chametz, you still need to make betel chametz. And even if you make betel chametz, you still need to make bedikas chametz. There are three different halachot that you need to make sure you take care of. Now, I can't go back into it again to explain you why. I've done it every day almost.
Okay?
No, what I mean to say is, I to go in, it'll take another 20 minutes.
I posted this class to the chat, so it's there.
It's there. So anybody who wants should not be mevatel the shir, and should not be mevaer the shir off his internet, whatever, chat, and he should make sure that he goes into the chorim ustakim of the shir to listen carefully to everything that was said over there, all right? They had no idea what I just said.
Sure,
all right.
Sure, also, they came there.
That's it. He just got it. Now he finally got it. Okay. The point being, you listening?
How about we're listening? We
have to go. Okay. The point being, if you have any questions about B'dikas Chametz, you should come and ask a rabbi who knows the halachas, because they're very, very intricate.
We're here to be that rabbi.
Okay. So I see you have more problems than just fantasize that you have cars. And okay. Now, so listen carefully. After you do B'dikas Chametz, you need to do something which is called bitul chametz. What does the word bitul mean?
Bevatel.
That's very nice. You said the word bitul means bevatel. Okay, we got it. The question, what does that mean?
To nullify.
Okay. Tell me, when you have a document that you nullify, right? Do you need to destroy the document? Do you need to make the document disintegrate that it's not there? No, as long as you nullify it. So translate the word bitul. Now, I'll tell you the truth. You can live 100 years, Be'ezrat Hashem, all right? And you will not know what bitul chametz is. And you'll just say, mevatel the chametz to nullify the chametz. It's a lot more intricate and detailed than that. And that is, A, I'm mevatel, I nullify it. A, I'm mafkir it. I'm also make it that it doesn't exist, all right? That's called bitul. Bitul means bitul mikol bakol hakol mikol. All right, bakol mikol hakol. Everything. What does that mean again? Translate. Nu rabbi say. Let's go. One amafki the chametz. Two is I make it like it doesn't exist. I'm not machshivit. Tell me, when you were mevatel the rav, chasrish, not you, but if someone was mevatel the rav, he nullifies the rav.
He ignores.
That's right. What he is he makes the rav ephes.
That's nullifying.
That's not nullifying. You nullify a rabbi. I never heard anyone in the world nullify. Someone say I spoke disrespectful to rabbi. He nullified the rabbi.
You're nullifying his opinion.
There's no such word. It's bad English. It's not true. You nullify something which has some substance. You don't nullify the honor and dignity of a rabbi. There's no such thing. In chametz, you got to do it all. Now, why am I telling you this? Because in bitul chametz, if you don't really know what you're saying, you probably didn't say anything. Bitul chametz is not like what you say tefillah.
Because it says tashbitu, so we have to do everything.
That's what we said yesterday, but I'm explaining you need to understand what you're saying. It's not only that I do it. This is not just, what do we call that, tilim. You got to know what you're saying. So let's read it inside. Achar habdiko yivatel achametz v'yafkirenu. You have to be mafiyomar. And let's translate. You ready? Kol chamira. What's chamira?
Kol chamira.
Excuse me, sir. His serious drink is that important?
No, stop.
Can't be that important. This time you come and tell me you have business to do and therefore you can't concentrate here. But his orange drink, it doesn't...
Something new.
Okay. What's called chamira? No?
Anything leaven?
Chamira.
Leaven?
Chamra.
Okay, so it's not chamra. Chamra is wine. What does chamira mean?
Leaven.
Anything leavened. Now, what is the root word? Chamra and chamira have very much the same root word. You don't use yeast for wine. Chamira is wine. What you do is you ferment it. The word wine is chamira, and this is the bread. So, kol chamira, and I don't know why, but he doesn't have this. Ashkenaz says it twice. Kol chamira v'chamira, or chamira v'chamira. Okay. The ikar bereshuti that I have in my presence. The lo chazite that I did not see. V'lo biarti, and I didn't clean up. Livatel. What does the vatel mean?
To
become batel. And it should be like what?
Dust
of the earth. Okay. B'lashon HaKodesh, he wants you to say it in Lashon HaKodesh, Kol Chametz U'Seor. Kol Chametz U'Seor.
You want us to say it?
Yes! That's what I'm trying to explain to you. She'yesh lo b'reshuti, she'lo re'iti, v'she'lo bi'arti, v'yitbatel, v'yeh ke'afar ha'aretz. That's the point. You need to say it in the language you understand. Why? Because it's not tilim. It has to happen. It has to be Yavka. Wake up. It has to be Yavka. You can't just say the words. Okay. Kidei shiyavim. You see, he explains it out. What does batel mean?
Can I say something?
Yes. Yes.
Is it true that with this
no.
pot,
okay.
changing the
no.
status of the chametz?
That's it. No. What?
Yeah, with this pot.
Listen to me. Listen to me carefully. Leave this alone. Why are you mixing in the halacha with
I don't see chametz. Am I right to change the status of this chametz?
Yes, it's mine. Of course it's mine. Okay, so we're done? The answer is yes. It doesn't work. Please leave it alone. Leave Aspandu alone. Okay, listen carefully. It's very simple. Halacha is something that's mine, whether I see it or I don't see it, I can mevatel the chametz. Okay? And the question is, what does mevatel mean? And the answer is two things. No? He's already daydreaming. What does mevatel mean? Two things. No. Again, no.
Sheheb
kidavar sheino chashuv u kidavar batel lagamri. A, I don't have any need or importance to it. And two is it doesn't exist. I don't hear chametz. We have chametz. Oh, that's dirt. Okay. Now, he doesn't realize what he's doing. He thinks he's saying tilim. Lo yatsa yidei ha bi tul.
So according to what you're saying, there's no extra mitzvah of the women who go crazy and clean every speck of, I don't know, whatever there is.
So Moshe, I say this every day.
Because the whole point here is just not to see anything edible.
Okay, Moshe, like I say this every day and I'll repeat it again. Obviously, I have to repeat everything. It's amazing how many times we read the same thing. Okay. Spring cleaning and chametz have nothing to do with each other. All right? As a matter of fact, the Gemara says clearly, women are not ne'eman on bedikat chametz. Why? They can't do it. The question that I always ask is, what are you talking about? Women are amazing. They're amazing. What are you talking about? The opposite, men. You ask me to be, but don't trust me. What are you talking about, right? And the answer is, bedikas chametz and spring cleaning have nothing to do with each other. Spring cleaning is what? Spring cleaning is what is good enough to look clean.
Okay.
Bedikas chametz has nothing to do with that. Theoretically, a person is able to have chametz less than a kezayit and it's not a problem. No question. First, listen. A person can have. The Rav Scheinberg every year. Rav Scheinberg every year told me, teach the ladies that dust is not chametz. There after dust.
So why do they make us check all the coat pockets? So I'm leaving a bagel in my coat.
Exactly. What do I want to ask?
Okay, so let's discuss.
Maybe you have a piece of bread.
Maybe you don't understand what a kezayis is. Maybe that's part of the problem.
They say to eat a kezayis of matzah. I keep eating matzah. It's like a 7-7.
Now kezayis, he's saying good.
Olive, how big is it?
Now you're getting into an interesting topic, Moshe.
Kezayis. I hear this word kezayis. I want to throw up.
Okay, let me discuss with you.
Kezayis.
All right, relax. First of all, you. Okay, I hear Moshe's good. Moshe's good. Okay, Moshe, listen carefully. The kezayis of today shrank terribly.
Shrank?
Of course it shrank. You know you know how fruit and everything shrank?
That bigger.
How much it shrunk?
Like this.
Zayit was a big thing. Zayit was a big thing for starters. Now, I also want you to understand.
Can I ask you a question?
No, because you have to let me answer.
Why they pick Zayit if the Tanaim had Ruach HaKodesh? They knew that these things were going to shrink. Why pick Zayit to make my life hard? Pick a fruit that never shrunk. Pick Ketapua.
That's wrong.
Okay, so let me ask you a different question. You know the Miraglin brought back. Grapes.
Yeah, those big grapes.
You know what they look like?
I heard.
Okay. All right. Now let me explain to you another issue. The kezayit, the question is, when we look at a kezayit, how do we evaluate the kezayit? You know, the eggs got smaller. Definitely got smaller. The zayit got smaller. Zayit are not this. That's not what the zayit was in the times of the Torah. Kezayit comes from the Torah. Eret, Zayt, Shemen, Dvash, right? The Shivas, each one of them, Rimon, each one has a shear for something. Kezayit is for the mitzvot. Kezayit is for the Isurim, except for Yom Kippur, which is Bika Kotevet. It's bigger than a Kezayit. Bottom line, the Kezayit is questionable how to deal with the Kezayit. So when it's a doiraisa to be mekayim the mitzvah, we do the big thing. When it's to be over the iser, we do the small thing. You understand the difference? Again, when it's to be mekayim the doiraisa,
so
we got to make sure that we got it. We covered the base of what it's
kazayim.
The biggest aliyah. Okay, you got it. And when it comes to the iser, what do we do?
Small.
The smallest hours.
What do you mean, like, for an issue? What's
Kisan? Chametz!
Also, if you find it, a chametz, even this small,
we tell you
to get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Now you're getting it? Now you want to know how big that kazayit is today for chametz? It's Cheerio. That's in Lakewood. That's the famous thing, the Cheerio. I don't know why, but the Cheerio was Zolcha. Now, I wasn't asking, is it Honey Nut Cheerio, or is it the new one? They have a new one, Peach. My son came home with Peach Cheerio. I don't know. I don't know, but Cheerio was Eicha. It was Eicha to be the Sheer. Okay, now, the issue of the Cheerio is, usually, it's in a corner and next to the refrigerator, and it has so much, I don't want to say what, but you know what on it, right? From spiders and gook and dirt and worms. Who knows what's on it, right? You don't need to take care of that chametz. Spring cleaning? Oh, are you kidding? That dirty Cheerio spring cleaning has nothing to do with chametz. It has nothing to do with chametz.
It's not edible.
So basically,
not edible.
So basically, the women have to clean. We don't trust them, and we're doing the bedika just to double check what they did.
Exactly. Egg.
That's why it should take you like half an hour, an hour.
Exactly.
Because you got to really check.
You got to check. Because there are things that to them is a, you know, that they're not going to search in certain places. You know, I know they do the spring cleaning. You know where they do the spring cleaning? Behind the refrigerators. You know, I'm going to do bedikas chametz behind the refrigerator. Unless the refrigerators are movable.
Yeah, but even if it's movable, nobody ever goes there.
Maybe. I'm telling you, if you nobody.
The Cheerio can go under it.
So what?
The Cheerio.
It's gone.
It doesn't matter. Even if you know there's chametz high up that you can't reach.
You can't reach it, you're done. It has nothing.
We're afraid you eat it.
You're done. Once it's behind, it's finished. Done. You don't have to check it. People don't realize this. People don't realize.
My question to you, how people came to the situation that they have to clean like this, to go crazy like this. Is there a money?
No, you know what it is?
The way to...
So I'll answer you. Let me answer you.
It didn't come from...
Somebody said it good this
the
week.
Rush. I don't care what someone said. I'm not interested what people say. I'm interested what the Gemara says. Okay, it's brought down the Rishayim. Chumrat HaNashim B'Pesach En Lo Ketzav En Lo Sof. The women are much more Pesach crazy than the men. So the Rishayim talk about it. Now, you ask me what? The Rosh says, Bizchut Nashim Tzidkaniyot Nigalu. They took Pesach very personal. Pesach is their yantif.
Ashkenazi most like it?
Everybody's like this. Ashkenazi's how? The wife, the husbands also have to be careful because they can be thrown out with B'dikas Chametz. The wife could get rid of him with the Chametz. You got to be very careful. I'm just kidding. Okay. It's an everybody thing.
So
it's a lady thing.
According to the Chazon Ish, who tells you to look through all the books, you're afraid I'm going to have a Cheerio in my book?
Okay, so let me tell you what the problem with the Chazon Ish is. Chazon Ish is afraid. Okay, so let me answer you. That's only about finding chametz. Eating chametz
is even less,
less than that.
So you're saying there may be a crumb going to fall into my matzah.
And then I take the safer and I put it on the table. Do you know that they do not put svarim period on tables in Chazanish territory? They don't put sefer on the table. Why? They're afraid that maybe there's a bug. There used to be little bugs in svarim. In the old days, svarim were very... I grew up with svarim, had bugs. You put on the table, the bug could go on the table, you don't even see it. Done. They do not put on the table. Now...
What?
They, they hold it. They would never put a safer. I'm saying not a table that you eat. What's your question? What?
So what is a bug?
It goes into the food. What do you mean?
You're saying you might not eat it. It might die in the food and you'll eat it. That's
why. Why die? It crawls out. You don't see it. They're tiny.
Whatever. And you come to eat it.
You come to go into the food. They don't put svarim on the table. Yeah. The makbid gomer on this. In Eretz Yisrael, B'nai Brak. Today the svarim are cleaner. But in those days, like 20, 30 years ago, he would refuse to put a safer on the table. Now let's continue with this.
If I'm not going to put a safer on the table, I don't need to clean it?
Yes, that's true. If you never put a safer on the table...
Not if I never. If I tell myself, this Pesach, I'm not putting any svarim on my table. I have two svarim, these are the two I'm going to use Pesach. That's it. I'm not touching the art scroll.
Theoretically. But is that really true? I mean, I'm not putting on any table?
I'm not going to put it on the table.
Okay, but that's the issue. The issue is...
It's like chametz almost. If I mekatzeh my dad, if I mekatzeh dad from everything else...
So I'm answering now, but you have to understand what this is all about. The minute you eat even the smallest crumb of chametz, you're in trouble. Why? Because it's something called achshavei. The minute you eat it, it becomes a problem. Because you ate it, so obviously it's not junk, it's not garbage.
What's achshavei?
Achshavei means you made it chashuv. It's the opposite of bitul. Bitul is, it's nothing.
You can undo the bitul.
Sadly, I have to say this. You want to know what bitul is? Think of how people talk about rabbis. That's called bitul. You know, nobody's a nothing. The opposite of that is makshiv. So the minute I eat it, that's called makshiv. Akshave.
Rabbi.
That's akshave, yeah?
The measurement on a kazayit, which is a bigger one, how many grams is that one?
So I'll tell you the truth. I never actually know exact grams. The way they do it in the yeshiva world is 3/4 of a matzah. But that's only for the deraisa. Once it comes to drabon, not all the matzahs we eat at night deraisa. The first one's deraisa. Afterwards, it's not deraisa. So you can eat less. Mara's drabonin, less. When it's a deraisa, you got to do the kazayis bigger. When it's a drabonin, you can do the kazayis less.
Basically, if a person eats a whole shmura matzah.
Yo, shmura matzah, you're good to go. I mean, the hand ones?
The hand one, the round one.
Yeah, but it's two. You probably might even have to, for the drabonins, you have two in there. A matzah, a little less than half, is definitely a kazayis. But again, you have to see every matzah, bigger, smaller, but it's barach that, okay? Bottom line. Bedikas chametz, you need to know exactly. He wants you more. V'nagil loim rabitul, yeah? L'yes achizuk shalish pam. You're supposed to say three times. V'toiv shakalpana be'echem yosef yoyim elevato v'lahave hefker kafadara. In one of them, he wants you to use the word what?
Hefker.
Hefker kafadara. Ukishabala bayis. Who needs to say the bittul? Over the avid. If let's say he didn't do it, we'll soon see. First he sends the shliach to do it. Whoever in the reshus of that guy, it should become bittul, and he should say the name of that balabite. Interesting. Bittul, it works. No, is bebeisa. Yachal is exactly what we just learned. Yachal levatul b'chamakim shunim tzabai.
Why would anybody ever need a shliach?
Well, soon see. V'mein yadu ashaisekay. Let's say he's a guy. He's not religious. He's not going to do it. We're afraid he's not going to do it, whatever reason. Okay, you do it for him. That's right. Afiloi tiva alkei beferish. Why? Who knows why? Zachin ladam shelo b'fanav. Since it's for his benefit, so therefore you're allowed to do it.
Vato somebody else's thing for his benefit.
That's
let me ask you a question. You're a not religious person. I'm going to go to your bank account and take out tzedakah and help you give tzedakah. I'm going to take money from you. I'm a tzaddik. How could you touch my things? I don't want to be mafkir. It's my own headache.
Okay. So he says like this. Shalkalpanim calls manshalay micha beferish.
I have some not religious friends.
Question. Okay, so let me answer your question. All right, let me answer your question. A lot of times, yeah, there are people who just don't know. And had they known, they'd be happy that you took care of the problem for them. So that beetle works 100% because that's zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav.
You basically saying
what happens if he does know and he's not interested that you do it? Doesn't care either way. He's not that interested. Many Gedoyli Yisrael, if I believe Rav Henkin, used to be mevatel chametz of all the Jewish people in the world. He used to say, maybe they don't know like this, you're mevatel, you're helping them out, okay?
If they would have known, they would have made him a... Yeah,
something like that. The problem is, what happens if he's screaming his head off, I don't want you to be mevatel my chametz. Right? So the truth is, he speaks over here, and I don't have time to go into. Maybe tomorrow we'll go into it more. The wife is a little bit better than the stranger in this area. He says it clearly. Yeah, I feel my baal meicha shaloi la'arev. Yeah, yechayla ha'isha la'arev shaloi midaitai. Avadi in the bottom speaks about what happens if the husband's anti-religious. So the wife could do it, but a stranger might not be able to do it because, like he said, Moshe, how could you do something? I'm telling you, I don't want. Now, the truth is, it's a little more complicated than that. Why? Every Jew who doesn't want, does he really not want? Does he really? We discussed, yes. Yeah, but he doesn't want. What can you do? It's his business.
He has free will.
He has free will, and it's
basically,
his.
It's like those Chabad guys standing outside. There's many Jews that pass by. Some will put on tefillin, some won't put on tefillin.
Right.
Those will put on, they would have put on, because they have it. But you're representing those people. The people who care but don't know.
Tomorrow we shall continue. Baruch Hashem l'olam.
Amen
v'amen.
I don't know what I did. I touched something.